coming up.
It's so British.
I'm in Atlanta, where we get really hot and sticky.
I was trying to remain warm and fuzzy.
I've already snapped my elastic twice.
All of a sudden, I want to know what's going on up there.
Snap, snap.
I kind of pictured you as a female Indiana Jones.
That could even be great as a pirate with a little arrrr get thrown in.
We don't do that kind of thing.
One has a horned helmet, one has a hook for a hand, you know, it's like, yeah.
But it breaks my heart. Look at all that energy they're wasting.
Okay, well, on that cheery note.
Hooray!
Can't even believe it. It's like the best day ever.
You have me falling off my chair.
Come on, guys.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
How do you say that?
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 Hello and welcome to How Do You Say That? Sponsored by BritishVoiceOver.co.uk. Here is Mark Rice, my co-host.
Where? Oh, that'll be me then.
Yes, you.
Hello. And here's Sam Boffin, my co-host.
Hello. So every week we ask ourselves and a special guest the question, how do you say that? And we answer it with a very simple idea. Reading some scripts out loud.
Yeah, because there isn't just one way to read a script. There are lots of different ways. So, Sam, before we do that, here's a bit of true or false.
I
resent using my tumble dryer, and I look forward to sunny days when I can hang my washing out on the line. True or false?
I think, well, you'd be a monster if that was false. A monster. Surely it's true. You love looking forward to sunny days when you can hang your washing out.
No, it's false. I love my tumble dryer so much.
No!
I'm a monster. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, right. Well then, Mark, it is so hot here today that all I am wearing are Bridget Jones big pants and a vest right now. Is that true or false?
Well, I know that you said let's not do video today, so I'm going to guess that's true.
Well, it is true. And what's worrying me is that already twice, for the people who are really eagle-eared amongst us, I've already snapped my elastic twice by accident.
Go on, give us an actual snap then. Oh, nice. Love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, of course, we also have our very special guest, who will be thinking strange things now, I'm sure. US actor and voice actor, Laura Doman. Hello, Laura.
Hey there, guys. And you have me falling off my chair.
It's a good job you know Samantha, isn't it? It's a good job.
Snap, snap. Yes, absolutely. Laura.
I love it. I've got the visuals ready to go.
Right, Sam, let's find out a little bit more about Laura, shall we?
Absolutely. So Laura is a corporate turned creative. She is a recovered cubicle dweller who found her true calling slightly later in life as a voice and on-camera actor. I see her popping up in my living room, in fact, living her childhood dreams in film, TV, commercials and industrials, and behind the mic voicing commercials, characters and all things corporate.
She's also the shameless hussy behind on-camera confidence, coaching business owners how to show up boldly, authentically and impactfully on videos, Zoom calls and online appearances. Laura's voiceover clients include AAA, Equifax, Tyler Perry Studios, and strangely enough, lots of insurance companies.
Yeah.
Well, welcome along, Laura. Have you got a fun fact for us?
Yes, I think I do. I have gone vintage. Believe it or not, I have found an old dorky picture of me as a 12-year-old that I was very proud to take at the time because I just won a national art contest and I'm so proud standing there with my little talking globe, which, by the way, didn't talk. It was a little 45 RPM record. And I was just kind of scouring the internet, just seeing what's out there, and my name and picture pulled up, and they are selling that as a piece of vintage on eBay in euros. Not even dollars, euros. What's with that?
I might go looking for that right now.
Well, you might find it, because it's under my maiden name, but I'm not disclosing it here.
Oh, I like it. Well, with a vintage feel to the show already, let's have a look at the first script of our show and ask, how do you say that?
How do you say that?
Now, Sam, what have you brought for us this week? It looks a bit corporate-y, this, maybe.
It is a bit corporate-y, but it's fun corporate.
Yeah, it looks
in
it.
That
yes.
it's a really fun little sort of boutique brand.
Yeah, it looks to me like they're saying, we're exciting, come work with us.
I kind of love it because my niece is a fashion designer and I can just imagine her showing people all around.
But I think it's got a cute little feel to it, actually.
It has. Did you do it to pictures?
Well, no, I didn't do it to picture. It is now on the pictures, but I didn't do it to picture.
Right, okay.
But, yeah.
And any other pointers that they gave you?
I think that's fairly obvious from the language that's in it. It's reasonably upbeat, and quirky is probably going a bit too far, but it's got a sort of fun feel to it.
I think it's probably just as well you said quirky's going a bit too far. I literally just pulled myself back. Laura, you've listened to this. You know sometimes I can just go off on one.
Oh, and I love it. Please do.
Please go off on one.
Oh, my word. Okay. All right. Let me give it a go then. While most fashion brands outsource photo shoots to agencies and hire studios by the hour, we do things very differently at Frill Seeker. Apart from manufacturing, everything happens right here at our HQ in the heart of Oxford, UK, from designing and sampling to picking and packing your orders. And tucked away at the top of our three-story building is a little creative sanctuary, our in-house photographic studio. Having our own studio means we're able to punch well above our weight when it comes to imagery. It gives us the freedom to shoot whenever inspiration strikes, without worrying about rental fees, scheduling, or hauling wardrobes across town.
Lovely. What did you think, Laura?
Oh, I thought that was a lot of fun. I especially like the way you led up to the big buildup of our creative sanctuary, because all of a sudden I want to know what's going on up there.
You did actually, there was a lot of light and shade in that, a lot of variation of pace and rhythm, and I really enjoyed that, actually. It had a nice little kind of bounce to it.
The joy of a well-written script, I think.
It is, I think. I don't know what to say about that. I thought, I don't know if I can critique it.
Oh, my God, listeners. Sam is lost for words on one of my reads. I can't even believe it. It's like the best day ever.
I felt like I was on a little bit of a tour. And I just kind of thought this is a fun place and it's something I'm going to enjoy seeing because not many other little boutiques do this. So I want to kind of take a peek behind the scenes. So I thought you did it beautifully, Mark.
Well, thank you very much. Now that I get to hear how you're going to do it, Laura.
That's okay, well, I am going to pronounce schedule because that's what we do in the States.
That's entirely fair. Fair.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay. While most fashion brands outsource photo shoots to agencies and hire studios by the hour, we do things very differently at Frill Seeker. Apart from manufacturing, everything happens right here at our HQ in the heart of Oxford, UK. From designing and sampling to picking and packing your orders. And tucked away at the top of our three-story building is a little creative sanctuary, our in-house photographic studio. Having our own studio means we're able to punch well above our weight when it comes to imagery. It gives us the freedom to shoot whenever inspiration strikes, without worrying about rental fees, scheduling, or hauling wardrobes across town.
Nice.
There was a real story feel to that, Sam, wasn't there?
It
I love
really
that.
Was.
Almost a real beginning, middle, and an end of a story, which was lovely.
And also a real intimacy.
Yes.
I felt as though you were talking to me and only me. I really enjoyed that.
The quote-unquote Americanism of schedule, I think, works better in this script because if it was just to a British audience, it's unlikely the script would have said Oxford, UK. It would have just said Oxford.
I was wondering about that when I saw the country. Usually it's, you're right, just the city. So I'm just imagining they have like a big website and they bring in orders from everywhere.
They are a boutique company, but they used to have, they don't have any more, but they used to have an outlet, a physical outlet in LA. So I suspect you're right that they, and also I noticed with the rental fees, that's quite an American term as well, actually.
Yeah.
And I wondered if they'd sort of Americanized their script purely because they know that they're going to a much more international audience than just the Brits.
Laura, what I loved about your read was it was very laid back right from the very first line. And I thought, oh, this is nice. You're a friend and it's laid back and you're not in my face with it.
Well, that's how we're supposed to be doing it here. We're told, you know, conversational, like to a friend. And so that's why I thought I would kind of bring that to it. Plus, it's very interesting, Sam, that you mentioned that they used to have a store in L.A. because I was kind of bringing that L.A. West Coast vibe to it. And I mentioned that my niece is a fashion designer. She does really wonderful racy lingerie. And I could just imagine her talking and, you know, talking to other 20-somethings. So.
Yeah. Fantastic.
You're talking racy lingerie. I'm just imagining Sam snapping her elastic again.
Snapping my Bridget Jones knickers.
Everything comes back full circle.
These are the least racy things that anybody's ever worn, ever. So.
So, Sam, are you going to tell us what you did?
I shall show you what I did.
Yes. Absolutely.
While most fashion brands outsource photo shoots to agencies and hire studios by the hour, we do things very differently at Frill Seeker. Apart from manufacturing, everything happens right here at our HQ in the heart of Oxford, UK. From designing and sampling to picking and packing your orders. And tucked away at the top of our three-story building is a little creative sanctuary, our in-house photographic studio. Having our own studio means we're able to punch well above our weight when it comes to imagery. It gives us the freedom to shoot whenever inspiration strikes, without worrying about rental fees, scheduling, or hauling wardrobes across town.
Well, pacey and friendly. That's what I love.
Yes.
Yeah, no, really nice. I thought you might have gone, quote unquote, more British, more RP than that even, because it is an Oxford-based thing.
I thought you have a wonderful twist on it because it gave a very corporate feel that was friendly and welcoming, but a bit more professional. It's just like perhaps you are going to be presenting it to investors. And therefore, we want to show you why you want to put your money here. So it's a tone not so much of talking to the customers, but to other professionals, financiers perhaps, who, you know, may want to infuse a little more money in there.
So one of the words they used when we were doing this was they wanted a sort of twinkly feel to it.
Ah.
So a sort of playful twinkle is what they wanted. I don't know if I necessarily...
They were certainly playful. I'm not sure I would have used the word twinkle, but certainly playful,
It was a fun read.
It certainly was. And it is worthwhile remembering that we work on real scripts, but we've changed the names and some of the details to avoid copyright issues. And while we're on the subject of scripts, you can find both of the ones that we're using today in the show notes of this episode.
So, Laura, tell us a bit about the script you brought along. I love the script. It really made me smile.
Yeah.
Well, this is a website explainer, and it is dealing with real life concerns. When you lose your beloved pet and you know that you're going to be laying it to rest, perhaps with some cremation services, mm-hmm. How do you know that you're going to really be getting the right pet back? And there's a lot of warmth and caring to it, but there's also, I think, almost a little underlying humor, because just imagine the situation gone wrong. But they're trying to come across as, we understand where you're coming from, but we gotcha. You're taken care of.
Obviously, it needs to be warm, not too warm, obviously. We're talking about cremation.
Oh, yes. No.
Sorry.
Samantha.
No. Warm. Yes. Okay. Have you got any questions, Mark, before we embark?
It strikes me as it kind of needs to be caring, because that's where you're at when you lose what is, in effect, a member of the family, isn't it?
And it's part of a longer piece. Yes, Laura?
Yes. It was about 2 minutes altogether.
I shall give it my best shot. So, one of the most common questions we hear is, how do I know I'm getting my pet back? This concern is completely valid, as the cremation process can feel mysterious to pet parents. Our answer reflects the foundation of our culture. One pet at a time. This commitment is supported by our proprietary software, Pet Tracker, and the honesty, integrity, and trust demonstrated daily by our team members. Pet Tracker incorporates location barcodes throughout our care centre to track your pet every step of the way.
I thought it was lovely because you used quite a close mic proximity there.
Right.
So it felt like you're my friend and you're taking me through this. I'm just not sure I believe the premise of it.
Well, I feel as though I haven't done my job properly.
Laura,
how did you feel?
Let me make you feel a little bit better. I love the way you started it, because you were demonstrating warmth and caring, but also a very professional attitude. Don't worry, we've got you. It's going to be okay. However, I kind of felt like you lost some of the caring and the warmth towards the end, and it became almost a little bit of a recitation.
I'm not sure you can do anything else with proprietary software. That's the thing, because it moves from something that's caring and pet parent and all of that kind of warm, fuzzy stuff to something that's much harder in terms of honesty, integrity. This is what our company does. And I think you move from that to that really nicely.
Never speak too soon. I do see your point, but I think it's up to us to make it work, isn't it?
I would like to hear what Mark has to say. I would like to hear his read.
Okay, all right. One of the most common questions we hear is, how do I know I'm getting my pet back? This concern is completely valid, as the cremation process can feel mysterious to pet parents. Our answer reflects the foundation of our culture, one pet at a time. This commitment is supported by our proprietary software, Pet Tracker, and the honesty, integrity, and trust demonstrated daily by our team members. Pet Tracker incorporates location barcodes throughout our care centre to track your pet every step of the way.
There was a lot of nice warmth and caring there. What I really liked was the beginning part of it, how you really reached out to making sure they got their pet back. I would have liked a little bit more of that same kind of concern being brought throughout to the very end. It kind of felt like it was pulled back a bit.
I was trying to remain warm and fuzzy.
I felt the care there, but I kind of felt that the, you know, one-on-one feel got pulled back just a bit. But then again, honestly, that could be the difference between British and American styles.
Potentially.
It is tricky. You're absolutely right. Saying the words that are actually quite corporate words.
Yes.
And being able to pull in that warmth and friendliness and keep that going. But I still maintain that that is sort of almost our, something that we have to be able to do. God knows we take, you know, quite dry stuff an awful lot of the time.
We do.
And we create something, you know, warm and fuzzy out of it. But it may be, Laura, the difference. But I'd love to hear how you do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Love to. Yeah.
All righty. One of the most common questions we hear is, how do I know I'm getting my pet back? This concern is completely valid, as the cremation process can feel mysterious to pet parents. Our answer reflects the foundation of our culture, one pet at a time. This commitment is supported by our proprietary software, Pet Tracker, and the honesty, integrity, and trust demonstrated daily by our team members. Pet Tracker incorporates location barcodes throughout our care center to track your pet every step of the way.
There's something about the accent that makes it very, very friendly. And I don't know quite what it is, Laura.
You had such a light touch.
Yes.
Laura, there was such a lovely lightness to your delivery. And far more so than either Mark or I were able to give it, actually, I think.
It bounced along, didn't it?
I'm
sure that's not the right way to describe it. But it felt like it was going one section to another, to another. And do you know what? For the first time, Laura, I understood one pet at a time. What they're actually saying is, we don't mix you up with anyone else.
Yeah.
And I don't think Sam brought that out, and I don't think I brought that out.
I felt held by your voice, I think, which is a,
that's
which
a
is
great
a really,
way of putting it, yeah.
Well,
interesting thing.
Well, the thing is, I remember when I auditioned for this particular job, I did give that more professional corporate read that reflected a lot more of what you both were doing, something much more serious. Yeah. It's just for this particular product, they wanted something that would reassure people from start to finish, just letting them know they're going to get their pet back, and everybody's very aware and very concerned about that.
Yeah, no, it's a really interesting wake-up call. You're absolutely right. Well, I certainly was had too corporate a feel, I think. And being able to break through what is on the page and infuse it with, that empathy and warmth that you managed to do.
Yeah.
It was so interesting.
As a product, I'm still not sure I believe the product.
I just have to wonder where those barcodes go.
Yes, exactly my point.
Just think about it. Is it on a little tray? Is it on some
cardboard box?
I don't think I want to know. Yeah, the visuals would be very telling, I think.
Play How Do You Say That?
We've come to the wild card.
We have.
Laura, one of the scripts, either for Sam or for me, and give us a new direction or a new character or a new motivation, a new something.
Okay. All right, Mark, this one is for you.
Okay.
I want you to do script number one. And I want you to do it as a rampaging Viking out to do his thing. And nothing's going to stop him.
Yes.
So the full horned helmet and everything, then.
Absolutely. You've got everything going and you're charging and you're leading the brigade.
The long boat and it's like, oh, okay.
So, Mark.
Right, okay. Ah, while most fashion brands outsource photo shoots to agencies and hire studios by the hour, we do things very, very differently at Thrillseeker. Apart from manufacturing, everything happens right here at our HQ at Oxford, UK. From designing and sampling to picking and packing your orders. And tucked away at the top of our three-story building is a little creative sanctuary. Our in-house photographic studio. Having our own studio means we're able to punch well above our weight when it comes to imagery. It gives us the freedom to shoot whenever inspiration strikes without worrying about rental fees, scheduling, or hauling wardrobes across Valhalla.
Wow. I am dying over here.
That was big socks.
I love that. Wow. You know what? Ooh. That could even be great as a pirate with a little arg thrown in.
Yes. It had a piratey feel, didn't it?
Yes, I guess. And it is had, yeah. Is rampaging Viking and rampaging pirate kind of the same mindset, one wonders?
Pretty much.
Well,
they both have ships.
Yeah. They both have ships.
They do both have ships.
I think that's all you need.
One has a parrot.
One has a horned helmet. One has a hook for a hand. You know, it's like, yeah, exactly.
It's all the same.
I liked the sort of rallying call of it, I must admit. I like the, come on, guys.
He was like in charge of the other Vikings saying, come on, this is this. This is great.
So, Laura, I would like you to do script two.
Okay.
And I would like you to be a bit of a nerdy archaeologist or Egyptologist.
Oh.
And you've discovered this new dig, or you're in the process of discovering stuff beneath the sands or beneath the earth.
Mm.
So throughout this little piece, you're busy working away as an archaeologist and discovering things.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, one of the most common questions we hear is, how do I know I'm getting my pet back? This concern is completely valid, as the cremation process can feel mysterious to pet parents. Our answer reflects the foundation of our culture. One pet at a time. This commitment is supported by our proprietary software, Pet Tracker, and the honesty, integrity, and trust demonstrated daily by our team members. Pet Tracker incorporates location barcodes throughout our care center to track your pet every step of the way.
Wow, you found something big.
Yeah, that was
what
really
were you
interesting.
Uncovering?
I found a pet mummy.
I wondered if it was. I kind of pictured you as a female Indiana Jones.
Oh, really?
Woo. Yes.
Whipping everything.
Yes.
Love it.
Wow. I'm not sure the whip was there, but yeah. Possibly so.
We're getting back to that racy lingerie. Yeah.
Yeah, we are indeed. Absolutely. The racy lingerie is everywhere. I think the Viking found it too.
I ask no further questions, Your Honour.
So then, Samantha.
Ills.
I'd like you to do script two, please. The
right.
Pet cremation.
But right.
I want you to create a character that is a tiny little worm in a chrysalis, and the chrysalis is about to break open, and by whatever point in this script, you are emerging as a beautiful butterfly.
Okay, now, I just want to tell you that worms don't turn into butterflies.
No, you know what I mean.
I do get where you are here.
Caterpillars.
So I'm a caterpillar. I'm a caterpillar
yes.
about to emerge from my chrysalis.
Yes.
Yes.
Maybe
okay.
not worms. Okay.
Okay, not worms. That was
so hang on. So worms don't become butterflies. Okay. I've got it.
Sorry to disappoint you. Yeah.
One of the most common questions we hear is, how do I know I'm getting my pet back? This concern is completely valid, as the cremation process can feel mysterious to pet parents. Our answer reflects the foundation of our culture. One pet at a time. This commitment is supported by our proprietary software Pet Tracker. Oh, and the honesty, integrity, and trust demonstrated daily by our team members. Pet Tracker incorporates location barcodes throughout our care center to track your pet every step of the way.
Brilliant. Just brilliant. And one of your absolute best wildcards, I think. We heard the journey from Chrysalis and being kind of locked in the dark kind of areas to gently coming away. And the beauty of it, it's almost like you became fairy-like as you became the butterfly. I thought that was lovely.
Oh, yeah. You are the Benjamin Button of worms. My God. I mean, or whatever, the butterfly to the caterpillar. You started off as this old, decrepit thing that I was imagining about to kick off. And then all of a sudden, you got younger and more ethereal.
Yes.
And it's just like you're floating through life. And I love the singing.
Oh.
It's like the little pet is winging its way onto the heavens.
It was very visual, Laura, actually, wasn't it?
Oh, I thought it was wonderful. I loved it.
Nice.
Well, you should have seen me in my being a butterfly. I was flapping my wings and everything.
Well, as always, we have put the scripts in the show notes so you can have a try yourself, butterfly or not.
Butterfly or not, indeed. So, Laura, you've done so many different things with your career. How have you leveraged the other performance skills from your very many hats to your work in voiceover?
Well, it's a lot of juggling, but what I find pretty interesting is that there's so much commonality. I can't tell you how many times I have been on camera where they need to do some ADR and they love the fact you're a voice actor and you could do it in studio. Or they need you to be able to do a teleprompter, which to me is the love child between on-camera memorization and voiceover script. I mean, it is the best of both worlds. So I find that when you just put yourself out there as an actor, the opportunities come, and then they go in so many different areas. And sometimes you get referrals from one side of the business to another, because once they realize you can do more than one thing, you tend to be top of mind.
Is that you yelling that you do more than one thing, or is that subtly just making sure that the right people at the right time know it?
Well, I guess it's kind of both. I do the three things all together. I do the on-camera, the voiceover, and then the business coaching, where I'm kind of like the Prometheus, coming from business, bringing back the knowledge from the acting world. And I let people know what I do. And I don't tell them and throw it all in their face the first time I meet them. But as you get to talk and you can help out with something they didn't think you could, it all comes together. And there have been so many times where, let me just give you an example. I auditioned through a casting site just for voiceover. And I realized, oh, this is interesting. This is a women's conference here in Atlanta. I wonder if they need a speaker. So I checked them out and I sent them a little inquiry. Well, they did some research on me. They saw the videos that I do. They saw the on-camera. And before you know it, not only was I doing voiceover, but I was also the MC, the panel moderator, and then I created all these video interviews.
Wow.
Nice.
And from there, I've gotten some of the coaching clients. You never know.
I've seen you, obviously, as an actor, and you do quite quirky parts often,
don't you?
You get cast in quite quirky performances. And I can feel that you bring that energy and that excitement, that joy into corporate stuff, and that can absolutely transform it.
Bringing the human back, because if you're trying to beat AI, the only way you could do that is be human, which means be crazy. The robots don't do crazy very well. Be original. Use humor.
That is true, yes.
And that's the ace that we have. And I have just found that the comedy, believe it or not, is what I'm most brought in for. That and real person reads, but also things that you don't quite expect. Whatever they want, I'm good for it.
I love it. Laura, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it.
Oh, I have had a ball. You guys are amazing, and I'm thrilled to be here because I've been listening to you for a long time. So thank you.
Oh, well, we've had a fun time. Thank you so much.
A reminder that Laura Doman's details can be found in the show notes.
Yes, and of course, the scripts are there too. So do hit the follow button on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Oh, and of course, I ask this many times. Please leave a review on Apple Podcasts,
More reviews, absolutely. That's it for this week. Thanks again to Laura Doman. We'll be back next week with more scripts and another voiceover guest when we'll all be asking, and I know you know what to do now, Laura.
I do.
We'll be asking,
How do you say that?
How do you say that?